from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And Atlanta Dream broadcaster Mike Conti as well.
Part-time.
Was on the call last night.
I had a lot of fun. I know you guys hit on it at the top of the show. What a delightful sports experience that was.
It really was.
Wasn't it? It was a great time. There are a lot of people there to see Caitlin Clark, no doubt about it. But I think there are a lot of Dream fans there. Mm-hmm. The building was way louder when the Dream were making their run. Mm-hmm. I did really think it was interesting. They opened the doors, I think, right at 6 o'clock for a 7:30 tip-off. And my routine for Hawks games is usually to go hit the concession stand right as it opens so I don't have to wait in line. So I go to my, you know, concession stand to get my usual. And they open the doors, and there are a bunch of grown men running through the concourse, down the stairs, into the tunnel area where the Fever are warming up. And what's funny is Caitlin Clark had already warmed up. She came out early.
Oh, man.
Wait, man, there are a lot of adult men.
Right. I know. I was saying
that. Trying to get this woman's autograph.
Yeah.
And that is, that's interesting on a couple different levels. But
fair enough.
I just thought it was really cool. I'm going to tell you something else. The WNBA has some rule differences from the NBA that I think need to be studied by the NBA. And one of which is the 10-minute quarters.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That game flew by last
over.
Night.
It was great.
I've done a bunch of Dream games this year, either on TV or on radio. It's amazing. Like, you're a couple possessions into the game, and you look up, it's 6 minutes left in the first quarter. This is great. Like, this is flying by. I don't know. The difference between a 40 and a 48-minute game, it just seems to fly by a lot better. It's a much breezier viewing experience. I'm also a proponent of reducing the NBA schedule down to 70 games. I think 82 is too much, so I might be coming from it from a slightly different position. But I just think the game moved quickly. It was not overly officiated in any way. They let a lot of contact go. I like that reset timeout, which is like the equivalent of a 20-second timeout where you just advance the ball into the front court, but you don't get to huddle. That moves things along. I hope that, you know, the NBA will study some of these things and maybe try them in the G League or something like that and see if they could potentially stick in the NBA.
Outside of the fact that you were talking about the gentleman running in and all those other things, was
gentlemen.
Gentlemen. Was the
men.
Was the atmosphere what you thought it would be with her in the building?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought it was, but again,
it was awesome.
It was awesome. Like, it reminded me a little bit of the Atlanta United match against Club America a couple years ago here, where a lot of families came, and maybe one member of the family was rooting for Club America, but the rest of the family was rooting for Atlanta United. And that was the thing. Like, there were a lot of people wearing Caitlin Clark jerseys last night or jerseys or Iowa gear, but there were way more Dream fans there. And that was a legitimate sellout crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legit. That was not a softly counted sellout. There were legitimate standing room only people standing behind me and in the aisles and everything like that. And it got loud. It reminded me of a very well-attended Hawks game. So shout out to the Dream and all the people. The Hawks worked very hard along with the Dream to kind of make that work last night. Like, John Steinberg sat next to me like it would be for a normal Hawks game.
Nice.
The Hawks stat people and scoring people handed all the building logistics. So it was kind of like a nice little community effort, the Hawks and the Dream working together to put that.
It's always funny in situations like that, like you're talking about. Like, obviously, there's some split allegiance in the building a little bit, more so than normal. There's always fans of other teams in the building, but not quite like that. But then it's also like, you know, it's a home game for the Dream. Like, it's a home production for the Dream. The people that are doing the PA and all of that stuff. Caitlin Clark makes a three. They can't go crazy. Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Like whenever, the whole building's going
when
crazy.
When Ryan Howard makes it, three, you know what I mean? Obviously, because it's a home game.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because the reaction when Caitlin Clark would do anything very much felt huge.
Oh, yeah.
But then everything is so muted. It's like, Caitlin Clark.
Well, it's like when LeBron comes to town.
Exactly.
It's really the exact same
it's
thing.
Very similar.
When LeBron comes to town, or I really don't even
Steph.
Know. Steph.
Yeah.
Kobe, when he came to town, obviously it was like that. And by the way, that's another really cool thing. I mean, that the WNBA has a star personality like that that's getting people interested to that level. And yeah, maybe there is some resentment in some kind of weird corners of the league. Some veteran players maybe resent that a little bit. How could you not look at 17,000 in Atlanta last night? Boston had, I think, close to 20,000 when she was in town the other night. How can you not look around and think this is not a good thing for the league?
Right.
I mean, we're talking about it. It's a college football weekend, and we're talking about it. So, I don't know. I just hope that whatever resentment or kind of weirdness there is that's lingering about her presence in the league will die down, because she's clearly having a positive effect.
The better she plays, the more that'll happen too.
And she's been playing really well. She's playing really well.
She's been playing really well.
Mike, you said it's college football weekend. Last week we talked a lot about yesterday, Georgia Tech, the big win over Florida State. Obviously, they have Georgia State this weekend. What are some of your thoughts on this weekend? Because I know you and your Nittany Lions got a big one. Got to go to Morgantown this weekend, and obviously we got Georgia and Clemson here.
Who agreed to a season opener in Morgantown?
At Morgantown.
Oh, my God. Like, come on.
Refresh the memory of folks that may, or tell us that maybe don't know, because that's a game that doesn't happen as much as it used to.
No, it used to be every year until 1992 when Penn State went into the Big Ten. They stopped it. And, it's very much an Eastern regional rivalry. That will be the Super Bowl in Morgantown. They have not had Penn State in Mountaineer Field since 1992. And remember, Penn State, because this is what Coach Hot Sauce does, he ran up the score on them at the end of last year. West Virginia turned out to be very good last year. Their coach kept talking about how we'll remember what Penn State did to us. Well, here we go. Now it's a big noon kickoff and hot weather in Morgantown, and I just don't know. Penn State should win that game on paper. They're more talented on paper, but that has not stopped James Franklin from losing games before. So we'll see. I am actually very curious about this Georgia State-Georgia Tech game. And I'm really, really impressed with what Georgia Tech did in Ireland. I'm worried for them, because doesn't it feel like the stage could be set for a little bit of a letdown? All right, you just beat a top 10 team. You know, basically a bowl game atmosphere in Ireland. You traveled back, not Saturday. You did sightseeing. You came back on Sunday. All right. Got into town, I think, Sunday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The afternoon. Georgia State, I don't know how much you were listening to the Steakhouse today. It feels like Georgia State is treating this like their Super Bowl.
Right.
And I know you're going to talk to Brett Key about this tomorrow. I'm wondering how Brett Key manages the emotions right now of his team. They've got to be sky high because of what they did to Florida State. But Georgia State, I'm sure, will be coming to play. Georgia Tech should be a huge, huge favorite. Huge favorite on paper. But just like we talked about with West Virginia and Penn State, this West Virginia Super Bowl, it's going to be Georgia State Super Bowl, too.
I agree with you for sure. And also, you just sort of look back at Georgia Tech the last handful of years.
Listen, I hate to say it.
Anytime anything sort of started going well, they would stumble. But I think this is a Brent Key moment.
Oh, like, I think, totally agree.
I think this is where you find out exactly, you know, who your leader is.
Remember how Clemsoning used to be a verb?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Dabo came in there and they stopped Clemsoning. I have a feeling Brett Key's coming in there and there's not going to be too much Georgia teching anymore.
I don't think so.
You know?
Yeah, I hope.
I really, really hope.
I hope so, too. And who knows? Like, he'll have to show us before you can know that it's true. Yeah. But it just feels like he's the type of guy that knows exactly what you're talking about there. Because he's been on big programs and big staffs before where it's like, we can't, you know, all right, cool, we won that game. Yeah. So, like, now we got to win this game on Saturday.
I think the game with the biggest playoff implications, I know that sounds weird, week one with a 12-team playoff where everyone can afford to lose. Keep an eye on that Notre Dame-Texas A&M
it's
game.
It's crazy.
Because if you look at Notre Dame's schedule, if they lose this game, they might be out already.
Yeah.
I don't think the committee is going to give Notre Dame any leniency or favors for not playing in a conference championship game. I think that's going to be a real ding on their resume when we get into December. So Notre Dame almost, it's really weird because, you know, Georgia can afford to lose to Clemson. They'll be totally fine. Hell, Alabama could lose to Western Kentucky and could be totally fine if they turn around and win, you know, 11 of their 12 remaining games.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame is not in that position of luxury right now because they don't have the conference championship game. I think they should beat Texas A&M, but I think it's going to be a really tough game out in College Station.
You think about how hard it is to play there. First game of the year. Their head coach knows your starting quarterback.
Right.
Good point.
I mean, that's going to be Kyle Field on the opening Sunday with a new coach and maybe a new desire. Oh, it's going to be crazy for Notre Dame going in there.
Again, like, it's one thing. I think there's less danger to do what USC did, booking a neutral site game against LSU, than what Notre Dame and Penn State have decided to do going on the road in week one. I think even, you know, Georgia to an extent, there's not a lot of danger in taking a neutral site game against Clemson. You lose, all right, it's a neutral site loss against a good team. Yeah, man, I'm nervous for some of these top 10, top 15 teams. I think we're going to have some upsets week one.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see.
We already did in week zero.
I don't think it was an upset.
Well, by line it was.
By line it was and by ranking.
I think by mid-October, you're right. It's not going to look like
that. Yeah, I think, yes, big time. Yeah. Unless they stub their toe on Saturday. I think Georgia State's going to come to play.
We'll ask Brent Key about all that tomorrow at 12:20.
Can't wait to hear that.
I can't wait to talk to him. Looking forward to it. Mike, thank you.
All right, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.